Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3206BN. Today's date is November 7th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Change of Batter Coming at Dawn, Trump and the People Win, Trump Card Coming. Let's talk about our health. I've been telling you about EnviroCleanse, the home purifier so powerful the U.S. Navy chose it to purify the air on their ships. Now EnviroCleanse is extending their sale for our listeners, and the timing of this 30% off sale couldn't be better. It's officially cold and flu season. EnviroCleanse has proven to capture and destroy flu and COVID viruses in your home, plus bacteria, toxins, mold, and allergens. EnviroCleanse is how you fight back against the entire family getting sick. In fact, EnviroCleanse is the only home air purifier that promises you and your family better health, and it makes that promise by helping clear your home of cold and flu and many other viruses. That's why I have EnviroCleanse in my home, the new science in home air purification. Don't miss this 30% off sale. Order your EnviroCleanse home air purifier while supplies last. Visit ekpure.com and use code RUMBLE30. That's ekpure.com, code RUMBLE30. ekpure.com, RUMBLE30 is the code to use. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politician, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now being exposed to we the people. Their entire system is being exposed. Now the people can see it all. Remember, the deep state players, they like to keep this hidden from the people. They like to keep this in the shadows. They like to lurk in the darkness. And Trump, what he needed to do is he needed to bring all of these people out into the light so you could see exactly what their system actually is, actually how it operates, and actually how it doesn't conform to the Constitution. And he needs to show the people, these people are not for this country. Yes, you've heard the words. Yes, you kind of know that some of these people are not for the country, but the majority of the country, they're out there saying, no, I can't believe it. These people aren't for the country. They swore on the Bible that they would uphold and defend the Constitution. And they're not for the country. They just can't get it through their heads that they would be against the country. But now, as people are seeing the system and people are seeing who these people are and what they are, and I do believe it's going to get a lot worse for them as time goes on, because as the war continually progresses and you see the deep state players taking sides and you see the swamp taking sides and you see that they're not for the American people. Remember, they've called the American people terrorists, domestic terrorists. And when they're defending foreigners over the American people, well, I think the people are finally going to get the message. But remember, Trump, the Patriots, they needed everyone to see this. They needed everyone to see this all play out. And that's exactly what people are seeing. And as this plays out, and as the economy falls apart, as we approach war, there's already calls now, and we already talked about this yesterday, but now there's more calls out there to get rid of Joe Biden. Everything now is falling apart for Joe Biden. The people now see his crimes. The people see that he's treasonous. And now the D's are saying, Joe, you got to step down. Joe, it's time to leave. Now, I do believe he's going to push on. I don't believe he's going to say, okay, you're right, I shouldn't be running for president. I do believe in the end, as they keep telling him to do this, he's going to be pushed out by them because he won't listen to them. And I do believe this was part of the plan to actually usher in someone else. Because remember, the poll numbers for Biden are dropping like a rock. Do you think Newsom can take the reins and ride this baby in? Absolutely not. What about all the other no names? No, these people can't do anything. I do believe what's happening right now, they're forcing someone to take the stage. They're forcing someone to say, yes, I will enter politics. Because as everything breaks down and the people turn on Biden and the D party, you're going to need someone to bring them back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, well, they set this up beautifully. And we could see already that we're heading in that direction. I do believe the change of batter is coming very, very soon, probably within the first part of the new year. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it seems that Trump and Scavino sent out some messages. One of the messages saying that at dawn, Trump, the people will win. Well, what does that mean? Well, at dawn, after the elections, when Trump wins the election, the people and Trump, we win. And what's very interesting is Trump put out another video saying how we're going to destroy the deep state players, how we're going to take back this country. And they posted this exactly at 12:01, which says the Trump card is coming. Now, really think about this. What is the Trump card? Is he going to show the world how they cheated in the election by producing the irrefutable evidence? It's starting to seem that way. And in the end, this is how you play the Trump card. Now, do I think that's it? No, I think he needs to protect the elections in 2024. And Trump is already giving us hints on how he's going to do this. Actually, during his rally in Kissimmee, he mentioned something about paper ballots, about voter ID, paper ballots with watermarks so you can't forge them. It seems going back in time, they already mapped this out, because once the event occurs, because we're heading towards war, and you know there's going to be multiple attacks on the country, and once the event occurs, and you know the deep state players, they're going to try to postpone the election. Actually, just think about Ukraine right now. Is Zelensky postponing the election? Yes, he is. We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. He's postponing it because he knows what's going to happen if he allows the election to go through. Most likely, the people of the country are going to vote him out. So do you think they're going to follow the same exact pattern here in this country? You think after everything that they've done, all their cheating tactics, once they figure out that, hey, we're not going to be able to do this, look at the internal poll numbers. They're absolutely lopsided. We're not going to be able to create the number of ballots. It won't work. Our systems will not be able to change this many votes. It will be way too noticeable. People, it won't even make sense within the state. What are we going to do? Well, I do believe in the end, they're going to try to postpone it. And I do believe this is why Trump is out there talking about paper ballots with watermarks. And yes, he actually said this. So I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they have planned this for the very, very beginning. He needed the people on his side. He needed the people to see what the deep state system actually was. He needed the people to get angry. He needed the people to get pissed off. He needed the people to get pushed to the precipice of destruction where they finally see it and they have the will to change. Most of the Republicans, they're already on board. I do believe Trump now is going after the Black Hispanic communities. I do believe he's going after the Asian American communities. I do believe he's going after the Arab community. And I think he's going after the young generation. Because once you take that all away from the D's, they pretty much have nothing left. And yes, those older D's that are watching CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, they will start to learn the truth and they will then side with Trump because they don't want to see their children, their grandchildren going off to war. They don't want that to happen. And I do believe Trump set it up where he is going to protect the elections and he's going to make sure that the D's can't change or send back the votes to the legislatures. And this is why from the very beginning, he had them change the law. He made it seem like, oh, wait, the vice president has the ability to do it or they doesn't have to do it. It makes no difference. He wanted them to change it. This way, when he wins, Kamala can't do anything. They screwed themselves. This is how you protect elections. You make sure that you can use paper ballots. You make sure that you do it in one day. And you make sure you have a voter ID. And after the elections are done, you make sure that the deep state players can't send them back. And I do believe Trump most likely has covered all of this. And what's very interesting is that you could see the fake news. They have lost the narrative. They don't control the people. And now the people can see the propaganda. Remember, the job of the mainstream media today is to make you think that the views of 10% of the country are actually the views of 80% of the country. That was their entire goal. It is now switched. The people now are seeing the views of the 80%, and they're seeing the fake news, and they're seeing the 10%. Well, that's propaganda. So the people are seeing the opposite right now, and the people are no longer believing the fake news. And what do you think is going to happen as we go throughout 2024? Because they're already starting to see it. They're already seeing the propaganda with the Israeli-Gaza war. And the fake news is taking the side of what? The terrorists. They're getting information coming from the terrorists, and they're using that. But the people are seeing through this, and the people aren't believing it. Just like they don't believe Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. And now, as we went through this entire time period and we come to learn that the Hunter Biden laptop was Hunter's, it wasn't Russian disinformation, we've come to learn that Biden was involved in Hunter's businesses, that Joe Biden did take money. Everything that he said is a complete and utter lie. And what's very interesting is that former Director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell, along with America First Legal, are suing the Biden administration. So why are they suing? Because remember that letter that was put out by Brennan Clapper and many other people? Well, they put out that letter back in October of 2020, which they casted doubt and legitimacy on the Hunter Biden laptop, and they suggested it was Russian disinformation. Well, that was a complete and utter lie. They did this on purpose to skew the elections, to manipulate the elections. And now we have legal action, and they have brought a lawsuit against these individuals, and they are now suing them because they lied to the American people, and they manipulated the elections. So let's see how this lawsuit plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they tried to remove Trump from the very beginning. They spied on his campaign. Then they spied on him in the White House. They used FISA to get warrants, even though they didn't produce all the evidence to the judges. They lied to the judges to get certain warrants. And now the truth has come out that they have done this. And it looks like the House Judiciary Committee, Republicans, are pressing ahead with sweeping reforms to the government's FISA surveillance powers that, among other things, would prohibit the FBI from searching through Americans' phone records without a court-approved warrant. The effort is on track to be wrapped up by the end of the year when several Patriot Act powers expire. Republicans and Democrats are coming together on the matter in rare bipartisan cooperation. And Jim Jordan is out there and he says, we've got, I think, strong agreement amongst members of the Intel Committee and members of the Judiciary Committee, and frankly, some Democrats as well, that there needs to be stronger penalties if you abuse the system. And yes, there needs to be huge penalties, and there needs to be a completely different process. So Jordan, he is focused on what is known as the Section 702 system, where they can create the database of phone communication metadata that currently can be searched by agents without a warrant. Yes, this whole thing needs to be overhauled, and it looks like the Patriots are leading the way. And we can see that they haven't stopped with this. They're continually pushing forward, and they're discovering that the government was involved in violating everyone's constitutional rights, and they teamed up with Stanford University. So new emails right now show that DHS, they created Stanford University EIP censorship group before the 2020 election to control what people were saying. And there's a lot of people on this list. And they monitored all the different platforms. So the government was involved in this. They were working with Stanford, and they were calling the shots. Unbelievable. ALX put this out and said, the Department of Homeland Security and CISA created a Stanford University disinformation group that censored American speech on Twitter 1.0 before the 2020 election, according to Jim Jordan and the Judiciary GOP's Weaponization Committee. Individuals targeted included James O'Keefe, Tom Massey, President Trump, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Charlie Kirk, Paul Sperry, Sean Davis, and many, many others. So they were definitely looking at all these individuals, and they were keeping records, and they were sending out alerts saying who to censor. Jim Jordan, he put this out and said, the federal government disinformation experts at universities, big tech, and others worked together through the Election Integrity Partnership to monitor and censor American speech. According to one EIP member, the EIP was created at the request of CISA. The head of the EIP also said the EIP was created after working on some monitoring ideas with CISA. So the government of the United States worked with Stanford and others to censor the American people. Now, remember, this all began with the Twitter files, and now we can see there's backup proof to all of this. And everything that they've been saying that, oh, no, we don't censor, you know, these are private companies and they can do whatever they want. Well, it looks like From the very, very beginning, the conspiracy theorists were absolutely right. Shadow banning's real. The government was involved in censoring people. The platforms were actually censoring people. And all of this has turned out to be true. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that recent public records request documents show that Democrat-controlled Washington State Secretary of State paid $147,600 of taxpayer money to an overseas artificial intelligence company based in the UK to surveil anyone using social media platforms that question the partisan narrative of free and fair elections. The company name, logically, targets people using online social media posts and fact checks what they deem misinformation and disinformation, then publishes and sends out regular threat alerts and biweekly narrative and threat reports to the Secretary of State based on its AI algorithm preference. So they were monitoring people from overseas, and they thought, oh, we can get away with this because it's an overseas company that's doing this. But once again, it's the government. These are truly deep state players. And what's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he shut down the scraping on X because he knew the deep state players wanted to scrape X because they wanted to create an AI platform which would then go ahead and report and censor and suppress speech. But it looks like Elon Musk won't let them do this. Tom Fitton put this out and said, leftists angry that Elon Musk won't let them scrape X user data in order to censor and suppress speech. They're also nervous about being held accountable in court for their censorship activities. So once again, we can see they've been trying to do whatever they possibly can to shut people up. They don't want people talking the truth. They don't want people pointing other people to the truth. And they tried to control the narrative. But now, as all this comes out, they have lost the narrative and it's getting worse and worse for them. Just like with the Nashville manifesto that was released. The people now see the truth. The people see, wow, this individual was radicalized. This individual was controlled by the FBI. This individual hated white people. And this individual decided to kill as many people as possible because of white privilege. I mean, really think about this. This is why they hid this from the people. And what's very interesting about this is that out in Nashville, they're very concerned about how this was leaked, more so than what the manifesto says and what this person did. But we saw this from the very, very beginning, because what did they come to protect? What did they do? Did they say, oh, yeah, we're grieving for the young children? No, they protected the trans community. You know, the individual that killed young children, they protected that person, and they're still trying to protect this person. DC Drano put this out on X and said, something strange that struck out at me in the Nashville Trans Terrorist Manifesto. She wrote, there are several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. Was she already on the FBI's radar? Is this why they hid the memo? Congress should investigate. Absolutely. And think about what Biden and the White House press secretary and the rest have been saying for quite a while. They might be responsible for this person. Let's go back in time a little bit. Mays put this out on X and said the following. With Biden constantly using a false threat of white supremacy to divide and scare the people, it was just a matter of time before someone became radicalized and took matters into their own hands. Kyla Raychick responded to this, and that's Libs of TikTok, by the way, and said, holy shit, it's possible Biden radicalized the Nashville shooter to hate white people with all his rhetoric around white supremacy. This would make Biden a stochastic terrorist according to the left's rules. Wow. And yeah, remember, he kept pushing this out there. White supremacy, MAGA extremists. And he kept pushing it and pushing it. And of course, when these people hear these things, they're going to react. And when they hear that in school, they hear it in college, and they hear the residents saying it, and they hear the fake news saying it, and they're protecting them, of course you're going to have something like this. And you could see that these individuals, they are continually protecting these people because they don't want people to realize that these people are mentally ill. And most of these individuals, they make up Antifa. They make up BLM. They're all part of the same system. And yes, they're intermingled with a lot of the illegals. And you can see they're pushing the same agenda. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there are certain leaders around the world and their crimes, they are catching up with them. Just look at Joe Biden. Well, look at Portugal's PM. He decided to resign amid corruption probe. So Prime Minister Costa needed to resign, and police right now searched the longtime socialist leader, official residence, and detained his chief of staff. And he has now resigned because information is coming out. Don't we have information coming out again about Joe Biden? Absolutely. Are we going to have information come out about Obama? Absolutely. Time is on our side, and information is going to be brought out into the light, and the people are going to see this. And all they need to do, and I'm talking about Trump and the Patriots, they just need to place the Obamas right in the spotlight so everything is pointing to them. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that Zelensky is having a very difficult time. The war has not gone well for him. A lot of people have died. All the neo-Nazis, well, there's a lot less of them. Russia has actually won the war. They're just holding steady. They destroyed the bio lab. They destroyed everything. The money has now dried up. He doesn't have the money right now. And he's floundering. And he knows the people, well, they're not with him right now. And Zelensky said that it's not the right time for elections. And he's saying that, we can't have elections, even though he's at the end of his five-year term. So he's postponing the elections right now. And really think about what the deep state players are going to do here in the United States. Because if they can't cheat in the election, and believe me, they're going to try. They're going to try to pull out all the stops. And I think in the end, they're going to realize that they don't have the ability to do so. They're probably going to do the same thing. Let's postpone the elections. Now, of course, in the Constitution, you just can't say, hey, let's postpone them. So they're going to have to postpone the elections in a different way. And I do believe Trump has set it up in a way where they are now bringing us to war. And yes, there's going to be multiple attacks on the U.S. And I do believe one of them is going to be a cyber attack very, very close to the election. And I do believe they're going to try to make the case that the election systems, remember, it's their systems. It's their systems that they created, developed, control to cheat in the election. And yes, before this even happens, Trump is going to show the world how they cheated in the election. So I do believe in the end, with all this percolating up, they're going to have to postpone it one way or another. And one way is to say, hey, listen, cyber attack, a malware was released. We don't know if the systems are operable because some of them were hooked to the internet because they were doing some testing. And now we don't know if they have malware, so we can't trust them. So they're going to say, since we don't have these systems, how are we going to feed in the ballots then? We can't. Well, I do believe Trump is prepared and ready to counter all of this. And he has countermeasures in place, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. But we could see what Soros has done around the world, because remember, they're trying to push us into war. They're trying to destroy the identity of each country. And they want these individuals that they brought into these countries to topple the governments in these countries. That's the end game of Soros and others. So you can see with Germany, you can see with UK, with all these protests out in Sweden. We also have the same exact protest. And it looks like Stockholm right now is conquered by all the illegals that they have brought into these countries. And now the people of these countries are now seeing what has happened and what the consequences are for this. And I do believe Soros, all he has to do is give them the signal. I'm talking about all the individuals that they brought in, and these individuals will do whatever they say. And I do believe they're going to try to create chaos. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular DNA ancestry site is under fire for allegedly not notifying their users in a timely manner of a data breach that stole millions of pieces of personal data. In fact, it wasn't until the hackers advertised the stolen data on forums that the public became aware of the breach, which has since sparked a class action lawsuit. The stolen data was reportedly leaked for political and racially motivated reasons, and it included name, sex, date of birth, geographic location, profile photos, and genetic ancestry results. This is why I protect myself with Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 offers an all-in-one digital security suite with its most notable features of being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and even the ability to remove my personal information from sites after data breaches like this one. Plus, it comes with a 1 million insurance policy for identity theft protection to secure myself even further. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield 1 is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, ISP, hacker spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield 1 now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield 1's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22 to take advantage of this limited time deal before their free trial offer ends. And yes, they're going to loot, they're going to riot. You're going to see quite a bit, especially with Israel, where they're going after the terrorists, destroying the terrorists. As Israel squeezes them and destroys their bases, their munitions, and everything else, you're going to see Soros and others give the signal to these people, it's time to rise up. And I do believe it's coming very, very quickly. Now, what's very interesting, since we're talking about Hamas and Gaza and Israel, there are a lot of protests that are happening right now. We have Jewish people taking one side. We have pro-Palestine people taking the other side. And we had an older Jewish man who was attacked by a pro-Palestine protester in L.A. And in the beginning, NBC put out a story, and the title reads as follows, and Wokeness put this out: man dies after hitting head during Israel and Palestinian rallies in California. Well, they decided to change that headline because that really didn't tell the whole story. And the new headline that they put out is very, very interesting. They said, Jewish man killed in altercation at dueling pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian rallies in California. But when you actually go to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office and you look up the death investigation, there's a paragraph there that says an autopsy was performed on November 6th and the Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office determined the cause of death to be blunt force head injury and the manner of death homicide. So it seems like they're calling this a homicide. Now, of course, what did the fake news try to do? They tried to play this off. And this is what the people are going to be seeing moving forward. They're going to see the fake news take sides. They're going to see the swamp creatures take sides. They're going to see that these people are really not for the American people. They're actually for this foreign terrorist group. And I think people are starting to see this very, very clearly. Remember when Secretary of State Blinken went out to Iraq to speak to the Iraqi prime minister? And he said everything went well. Well, it looks like everything didn't go as well as he said, because as soon as he left, the Iraqi prime minister spoke to the Iranian president and then criticized the U.S. and praised Hamas. So things aren't going well for the Biden administration. And it looks like all these different leaders out in the Middle East, they are now siding with Hamas and going up against the U.S. and the people of the U.S. because that's what's really happening right now. Remember, Biden is supposed to represent the U.S., even though he's deep state. So once the Iraqi prime minister did this, well, he basically went against the U.S. and sided with terrorists. So the question is, what is the Biden administration going to do? Are they going to side with terrorists in the end, or are they going to side with the American people? Because as this builds up, they're going to have to make a decision. And this is going to be very, very interesting as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the mainstream media, who's not for the American people, they have been relying on terrorists for accurate war data. So think about this for a second. Instead of doing investigative work, they're relying on Hamas, just like they rely on the CIA to give them information. They don't do any type of investigative reporting. And when you look at CNN, you can see that they've been taking the information from the terrorist groups, because the organization said, as Israel's genocide in the Gaza Strip entered its 17th day today, the death toll climbed to over 5,085. But the source was the Palestinian Information Center, which likely gets its messaging from Hamas. And then from the BBC, which said more than 5,000 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed in air and artillery strikes carried out by the Israeli military in response, according to Gaza's health ministry. Well, similar claims came from the Washington Post, CNBC, The Guardian, Euronews, and the New York Times. They're getting their information from the terrorist groups. But when you look at what Israel is actually doing, they're trying to help the Palestinian people. And remember, the terrorists don't want the Israelis to help the Palestinian people because they need this to play out on the world stage. And you could see out in Palestine, Israel is allowing thousands to pass through the evacuation corridor that the IDF opened for the civilians in northern Gaza. And they're allowing them to move southwards. They're dropping pamphlets. They're giving them warnings, letting everyone know, listen, we're going after the terrorists. Make sure you're not around it. But we know what the terrorists do. They use ambulances. They create tunnels under schools, hospitals. They do this on purpose because they want this to play out on the public stage. This is exactly what the neo-Nazis did in Ukraine. They set up shop in a supermarket or a shopping center, and they said, oh my God, Russia hit a shopping center. This is why when you looked at what happened in Gaza, they said, oh look, Israel blew up a hospital. They wanted this to play out on the world stage, but every time they try to do this, it is completely and utterly failing. So if everything is failing and they're not able to control the narrative and the fake news isn't able to control the narrative, what are they going to do? Well, it looks like they're going to try to bring us to World War III, especially with the economy breaking down. They want to bring us to the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. You could see that we're headed in this direction, and they're going to push us into World War III. Actually, that's why I do believe Trump has been letting everyone know he sees war coming, and war is coming. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are leading them down this path because they have countermeasures in place to actually control what is going on here. And remember, Trump took the 16-year plan, turned it around, and is actually showing the people what the 16-year plan actually is and what they are trying to do. And now the people can see it and their people are rejecting. Remember, they never wanted the people to see this. They never wanted the people to see the 16-year plan. It was supposed to be something that just happened naturally. Oh, look, we're going to war. Oh, look, the borders are open. Remember, they didn't want social media. They wanted to control the narrative with the fake news. And this is what they've been trying to do all along. But they lost the ability to control what was going on social media. And now they're struggling. So the only alternative they have right now is to bring us to war. And you can see that every step of the way, that's exactly what they're trying to do. Right now, the U.S. and its NATO allies, they've served notice on Tuesday that they will formally suspend their participation in a 1990 treaty limiting conventional forces in Europe. The move comes after Russia formally withdrew from the landmark pact at midnight on Tuesday. So you could see every step of the way, this is where we're headed right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we already know that the deep state players, they try to use COVID to scare everyone into thinking that, hey, look, the plandemic is back, but this completely failed. The people weren't buying what they're selling. And I do believe this is why they're saying, oh, wait, we have another plandemic coming up. But again, do you think the people are going to buy this? Most likely not. Actually, the people are starting to realize that the vaccine is a bioweapon. And the people, they decided, you know something, we're going to reject this. And now what's very interesting about all this, and the Daily Mail has put this out, says there's now a demand for unvaxxed sperm. Women are turning to shady Facebook groups looking for donors who refuse to get the COVID shot. Now, why would women want men who didn't get the COVID shot? You think they know something? Of course they do. They know that the vaccine is a bioweapon and they want those individuals that didn't take it. And I think the people of this country and the people around the world, eventually, when all the information comes out, which it is coming out, I think the people are going to say, you know something, we need accountability, because as time goes on and people start to see their relatives get sicker and sicker, the people are going to get very angry. The people are going to get pissed off because remember, they've been lied to and we shouldn't forget what they did. And I don't think the people are ever going to forget what they did. Just like they're never going to forget what they're doing to Trump right now. Remember, they're hitting him with indictment after indictment after indictment. Basically, what they're doing is they're interfering with the elections. And I think the American people actually see this. But what's very interesting is that Eric Trump was out there and he gave an interview. I think he was on Sean Hannity. And he made some great points. And this is what he said. He said that it's impacting thousands of innocent employees whose jobs are at risk. Let's not forget about the thousands of employees. These are maids. These are housekeepers. These are engineers. These are drivers. These are bellmen. There's thousands of people who are collateral damage to Letitia James' games, and she doesn't give a damn. These people are cruel. They are cruel, cruel people, and they will do anything for their own political power. My father will keep fighting it. I'll keep fighting it. And in the end, we will win. And I do believe the Trump family will win. But think about it. Think about all the people that Letitia James is hurting right now. They are all going to become her enemies right now because they're seeing what she's doing. There is no case. There is no evidence. There is no victim. They have nothing. This is a political stunt. It's election interference. And the people, they are now seeing it. And once again, once either there's a mistrial, either the case is dropped or the judge makes a ruling, which I do believe the judge is going to make a ruling. And when Trump appeals this and it goes to the appeals court, they say this should have never been brought to the court. The attorney general should have never done this. The judge should have just dismissed it right in the beginning. Well, I think the world is going to see this and the world is going to say, holy crap, look what just happened here. They wasted millions of dollars. They wasted all this time and she could have been out there stopping crime, stopping the illegals and everything else. Instead, she focused everything on Trump and wasted all this time, all this money and interfered in the presidential election. But again, the people see through this, the people understand, and the people, well, they're going to vote for Trump. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and says, if the Republican presidential primary were held today, which of the following candidates would you vote for? Donald Trump, men 51%, women 48%. Ages 18 to 39, 47%. Ages 40 to 64, 50%. 65 plus, 54%. So Trump, he has it right now. He has the percentage. He has the people. And the people are going to vote him. And this is why we don't need the debates anymore. We don't need the 2, 3, 4, 5 percenters out there debating. It's meaningless at this point. The people already know who they want as president. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Trump, he is bringing the Black, Hispanic people to his side. He's actually now bringing the young voters to his side. Think about all the young voters who are graduating college. They're going to work. They're realizing that this system doesn't work in the way they thought it was going to work because they were promised certain things. These young voters are saying, you know something? I want someone who's going to improve this because we were lied to. We were sold a bill of goods that hasn't come true. Think about what's going to happen when there's a draft because we're heading towards World War III. Do you think the young generation is going to stay with Biden who promised that he was going to cancel student loans? No, these people are not going to stay with Biden. The people are going to go with someone who's been telling the truth. And if Trump is talking peace and Biden is talking war and you hear the rumblings of draft, what do you think the young population is going to do? They're going to turn on Biden. Rolling Stone put this out and says, Biden bleeds younger voters, now trails Trump in swing states. Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, we are a year away from the election. We are continuing our relentless campaign to win over young voters. We won't stop. And I do believe as we go through 2024 and as war picks up, the young voters, well, they're going to turn away from Biden very, very quickly, and they're not going to look back whatsoever. And the question is, why is Trump surging in the polls? Well, Rasmussen put this out and says, New York judge Engoron shows why. And the Inner City Press on X put this out and says, and this is between the judge and Trump. And Trump's lawyer says, how can we file a moment with the material in your gag order? Judge Engoron, I am prohibiting you 1,000% from referencing my confidential communications from the safety of my staff. You can appeal me. Trump's lawyer, we cannot file the motion without including that prohibited information. The judge, don't file that motion, Chris. Trump's lawyer, we can't be precluded from raising the issue. You can't keep it out of the record. The judge, I told you what not to bring up. Yes, I'm directing you not to make that motion. I'm going to protect my staff. Trump's lawyer, you mean the contents of the notes? Judge, even that they exist. The judge, give me a moment to have a confidential communications. Whispers with the person next to him, comes back. Do it by order to show cause, not in front of hundreds of people. I'll sign it or not. Trump's lawyer, we'd like to start our case on Monday. The judge, congratulations for getting this far. New York Attorney General lawyer, I don't know if we'll have a rebuttal case. Judge, save it for Thursday. Adjourned. I mean, think about what we just heard here. It's absolutely ridiculous. And now you know why the people are siding with Trump. Because this is a kangaroo court. They have no case. And they're just going after Trump, period, the end. That's it. And as they keep pushing and as they rule against Trump, Trump is going to surge in the polls. If they decide to arrest him for some reason, Trump is going to surge in the polls like we've never seen before. And I do believe this is why they're probably holding back, because they said, hey, wait a minute. We took a mugshot. He took that, sold merchandise. The people came to his side. We lost a black voter. We lost a Hispanic voter. If we put him in jail, ooh, this is not going to be good. We're going to lose a lot more people. But again, these people are crazy. So you can expect almost anything to happen right now. But they could see that Biden right now, he is in trouble. The evidence is pouring out against him. We're heading towards war. And we could see that Joe Biden doesn't want to leave. But now we have many individuals calling for Biden to step down. The latest is Van Jones. He now thinks it's time for Biden to consider hanging it up and call it a career. And while he was on CNN, Jones, who is a political commentator, he made it clear that the beleaguered U.S. resident should think about stepping aside for the good of the country. He said, I would argue that it's time for him to look at that, looking at these numbers. People say, well, you know, Obama was down. Joe Biden is not Obama. Obama still had the legs. He had the charisma. Biden is not there. Very interesting that they're mentioning Obama. And I do believe that they're going to have to make a switcheroo very, very soon, because we're, 2 months away from the Iowa race. So they're going to have to do something somehow, some way, which is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe the change of batter is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, Trump continually says we're in the final battle. 2024 is the most important election. And the only way we can have an election is if the election is protected. And I do believe Trump has already set up certain protections. Number one is he made a really big deal about Pence, saying that Pence had the ability to send the election results back to the legislatures. And the D's saw this and said, holy crap, we don't want this to happen again, because when we cheat in the election, we don't want them sending it back for fraud or anything like that. So they changed the law where they made it where the vice president can no longer send the votes back. So when Trump wins in 2024, they now block themselves from stopping Trump, because that would be something that they would use to make sure that Trump doesn't become president. And Trump, he said something else that's very interesting, and Liz Crokin put this out. When he was at Kissimmee, he was talking about paper ballots, watermarks, voter ID. Now, I do believe as we approach the 2024 election, the D's, the deep state players, since they can't cheat in the election, they're going to try to postpone the election, because I don't believe their system will be able to handle something like what we're seeing today, where Trump has the majority of the people. I don't think they can make up the votes. And the only course of action is to actually postpone the elections, almost like what Zelensky's doing. They want him out there. That's why he's postponing it. I do believe they're going to try to have an event, probably a cyber attack, because the World Economic Forum told us we're going to have a cyber attack. They did a simulation simulating a cyber attack. So we know that something's coming. And I do believe Trump already has paper ballots, the backup poll book ready to go. And these paper ballots probably have watermarks on them already, letting us know that he has everything ready to go. Take a listen to what Trump said about paper ballots, one-day voting, and watermarks to secure the vote.
They had 36 million votes, all done in one day. Strong voter ID. They had very strong identification. And they had a winner and they had a loser. At 10 o'clock in the evening, everyone went home. The winner was happy. The loser was unhappy. There were no disputes. Same-day voting. Paper ballots, you know, they make a special paper. that's almost impossible to forge. It's great. Watermark. Paper ballots. And voter ID, it's so good, and it's so easy, and you save.
So I do believe as we approach 2024, as war builds, as the economy breaks down, as Trump releases the evidence that they rigged the election, everything is going to come down around the deep state players. And I do believe that Trump, at dawn, he will win, the people will win, because the people will be voting for Trump, and when dawn hits, because remember, it's one day voting, Trump then will go after the deep state players. Now, I don't mean the second that he wins, but you could see everything will change, which means during this period of time, since Trump is the president-elect and Biden still has control, or whoever's in the administration, which is probably Soros and Obama and the rest, they are going to push war like we've never seen before, which I do believe that Trump is going to say, listen, as president-elect, I can have peace right now. The people elected me. Let me talk to the players. And I do believe that's exactly what he's going to do. But it looks like Dan Scavito, he put up a post on X, and it looks like it's Trump's caravan riding into New York City. And it looks like it's at dawn, which is very interesting, because if you go back to Some of All Fears, there's a aria called Nasum Dorma, and they played that at the end when they were getting rid of the deep state players. And it says, at dawn, this is the end of the opera. At the end, it says, at dawn, I win, I win, I win. So I do believe Scavino's is sending a message. And when you look at the end of the video, the caravan's going onto a bridge. And what's very interesting is that this was posted at 11:04. And if you go to 11:04, what does it say? Well, this is April 9, 2018. It says, you are being tracked. No Facebook account required. This is bigger than you think. And then down below it says, think bridge, Google, Facebook, Twitter, IG, central algorithm. The stage had to be set. So this is very interesting. But if you take this a step further and you look at the bridge and you go to post 1515, this is June 16, 2018. In the middle, it says the bridge, Podesta Group, bridge between media, FBI, DOJ, Hillary Clinton plus. And I do believe we're seeing that all play out right now. There is a bridge between all of these. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he went ahead and retruthed a video that he retruthed before. And this is about the final battle, how we're going to destroy the deep state players. Because I do believe Trump, he retruthed this, not just for the message that we're going to destroy them, but I do believe he's sending a message to all of us. Take a listen.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
This was posted at exactly 12:01. It wasn't 12 o'clock. It was 11:59. It wasn't 10:30. It was exactly at 12:01. And think about the video and what you just heard. And think about why this was posted at 12:01. Because here's the post. It says, Trump card coming. Now, really think about this. What is the Trump card? Is it the irrefutable evidence showing that the deep state players cheated in the election, they overthrew the United States government? Is the Trump card the people voting for Trump and he won by a landslide and he's showing the deep state he has the people and now we're coming after you? I do believe it could be both. But he's letting us know that the Trump card is coming, and I do believe he's ready to play it because the people are with him. He has all the evidence that he's been gathering from all the different intel agencies. And I do believe that he's been in control from the very, very beginning, because the people voted him in 2016. He took control of the entire country in 2020 when they had the insurrection. The military became activated, which means he's in control of everything that's going on. And now he needed to wake the people up. And this is why we had the pause or the break. He needed everyone to understand what the 16-year plan was. He needed to see everyone to see their system. He needed the people to be slapped in the face, even those people that are in a deep sleep. And he needed the people to vote for him so we could take the country back. Because remember, from the very, very beginning, he was going to end the endless. And that reminds me of Post 4961, November 8th, 2022. It says, endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. Who will put an end to the endless? Taking control. And the people are taking control. Trump's going to be taking control. And at dawn, we are all going to win. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.